Hi, and this is another video on DetroitLions.com. Martin Mayhew, the general manager of the Detroit Lions. Mike O'Hara from DetroitLions.com. You know, Martin, I think it's appropriate right now, a remark that Brian Billick, the old coach of the Ravens, once said, that America's favorite sport is regular season National Football League football. Second favorite sport is the offseason of the National Football League. You're into this sort of the teardown build-up project now, letting players go, but getting ready for the combine and the draft. What exactly, at this phase of the offseason, where do the Detroit Lions stand now?
Well, we're still sort of in somewhat of an evaluation phase, but there are also some guys that we've been able to make some decisions on, you know, and so as we make those decisions, then we move forward, you know.
And one of those was obviously Kyle VandenBosch, one of the players you let go on Tuesday. Stephen Peterman, a guard, he was here when Jim Schwartz got here, 2010 with Kyle. How tough is it to let veteran players go, both for their production and their impact in the locker room?
Very, very tough with both those guys. Both of them are great men, great football players for us over the years. Kyle was a pickup in free agency for us, and he did a phenomenal job sort of changing the culture here, you know, defensively, and moved on to our offense. But he just was a great addition for us and brought a lot to the table, you know, as far as being a veteran example for young players to watch and learn from. Petey obviously was a very, very solid starter for us for several years. Very diligent, very smart, very hard worker. But for us, we felt like at this time it was time to move on.
And the other one, though, and this has been beaten to death, we might as well flog it one more time, was the release of Titus Young. You did it the first day available. A lot of people, myself included, you thought I would hang on right till the middle of the draft and get whatever you could get. Why do it so quickly?
Well, I mean, there was no possibility to trade Titus. And I felt like the best thing for him and for us was to just separate, have him move on. He found another opportunity, and I'm excited for him for that. But us, you know, as our organization, we get to move on too. And I think that's the best thing.
Well, I mean, in the tweet-a-thon, I'm sure, when you were at the Senior Bowl, couldn't have helped.
What happened?
But, you know, you've been a player. You've seen a lot of funny. No, I know, I get you. Yeah. But you've been a player for a long time, you know, Super Bowl championship down with it. Do you ever just kind of smile at some of that stuff and go, God, what's next?
Yeah, well, you know, the sports world has really changed, you know. And I think Twitter and all that stuff it's just really changed the whole dynamic in terms of how players communicate with each other, how they communicate with their team. So it's a new age, and you gotta change with it.
You don't have to wait till the paper comes out on your doorstep at 9 o'clock any morning to realize and find out how a guy's going to feel. You know, now you're getting ready for the combine, and you have some more moves, I'm sure, to come in terms of players you might be letting go. Before you get to the combine, right at this phase, what about getting ready for free agency? You weren't very active last year because of salary cap restraints. What about, you know, when the bell rings on March 12th this year?
Well, we plan to be more active this year, but, you know, the draft is our lifeblood, and we're really focused on the draft now. You know, a couple of years ago, we signed Nate Burleson. We signed Kyle. Those were good signings for us. So there is a role for free agency, and we will be active in it this year. But our primary focus is our draft.
Do you think teams make a mistake trying to build their team through free agency?
Yeah, I don't know of many teams who have tried that. You know, I mean, people say you can't build a team through free agency. I think that's sort of common sense. I think everybody knows that. Everybody knows how important the draft is. But there are teams that have spent a significant amount of money in free agency pursuing one difference maker or two major difference makers who've made that mistake. We don't want to be one of those teams.
And finally, the combine comes up, you know, in the middle to end of February in Indianapolis. So what exactly is the function of that? Do you find players there, or do you validate players there, or do you just get another viewpoint of players there?
I think it's primarily for validation, you know, taking a look at guys and seeing what our college guys wrote about them and what they said about them, seeing how those guys perform in that environment. But you also get to discover a player or two who you may not be familiar with, a guy from a small school who works out great, who you want to go back and do some more work on. But it's very valuable to us in the draft process.
And last thing, you know, obviously disappointing season in 2012. And I heard somebody say, well, is this 2009 all over again going into 2013? I don't think you'd agree with that at all.
Oh, no, definitely not. We got a much better core. I'm really excited about our coaching staff. I'm excited about our front office. You know, Brian Zangel was a great addition for us. So we're definitely on the right track, and we're much further along than 2009.
Okay, Martin Mayhew, we thank you for being on DetroitLions.com. Another video. I'm Mike O'Hara. This is, once again, General Manager Martin Mayhew.